This Missouri Net News Report is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, reminding you to respect the load, share the road, always buckle up and put your phone down.
Missouri Net News, I'm Alisa Nelson. Missouri utility line crews are preparing to deploy for Florida to help with destruction left by incoming Hurricane Dorian. A press release from the Missouri Public Utility Alliance says 46 utility workers from 9 Missouri cities and one city in Arkansas will set out Saturday morning for Orlando, preparing to respond to likely power outages after the storm passes. Meanwhile, Missouri Task Force 1 has been activated. The search and rescue members will deploy soon for Florida. Dorian is expected to become a major hurricane today and remain extremely dangerous through the weekend as it moves near the Bahamas and approaches the Florida coast. The storm, anticipated to be a Category 3 or 4, is on track to make landfall late Monday or early Tuesday. The National Weather Service in Kansas City says this year is on pace to be the wettest year in Missouri on record. They have recorded 57.5 inches of rain so far, including over 2 inches in the last 24 hours, mostly in western Missouri. The previous record of 58 inches was set in 1961. The University of Missouri is investing $6.5 million in its network of agriculture research centers. MU made the announcement today at the Fisher Delta Research Center in southeast Missouri. Chancellor Alexander Cartwright says some of the combines and tractors at the centers are 20 years old.
We want to be able to put in place the world-class cutting-edge technologies that allow our farms to actually be in a position to contribute to Missouri in ways that maybe they're struggling to do right now.
Answers to requests for public information in Missouri should not be edited if free speech is the justification. Ashley Byrd reports.
Thursday, the state attorney general's office notified the governor and the auditor that in the case of Sunshine Law request, government offices should not use the First Amendment to edit out personal contact information for people doing business or lobbying those offices. Both Governor Parson and Auditor Galloway asked Schmidt's office for the clarification after Galloway questioned the governor's policy of editing out this information. It's important to note that Parson and Galloway will be running against each other for governor.
And a 10-year-old Odessa boy in western Missouri is participating in an internet challenge of offering free lawn mowing to 50 people. Kansas City television station WDAF reports Aiden Carty is mowing for disabled people, veterans, the elderly, single moms, or people who can't or don't have the time. This is Missouri Net.